This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Food Bank of Iowa also sees benefits from the Iowa State Fair. We'll have more right after this.
I'm Scott Schullity, host of the Cow Guy Close on RFD TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein at Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
One of the most iconic parts of the Iowa State Fair is the food, and there's always plenty of it. This year marked the seventh year of the Food Bank of Iowa rescuing food from generous State Fair vendors. 10 vendors were able to provide nearly 6,000 pounds of delicious fair food. Annette Hacker, Vice President of Communications with the Food Bank of Iowa, said the types of food they get varies from year to year.
And every year, that's a little bit different what we get. It might be fresh produce. It might be cheese, milk, ice cream. Last year, we got a whole lot of Barksdale cookies, enough that we could freeze them and get them out to our pantries. Now, a lot of that food rescue, some of it's pretty perishable, and we have to get distributed locally within the same day. But when it's like cookies, something we can freeze, we were able to share that more widely throughout our pantry network across 55 counties.
The generous donation allows food insecure Iowans to get a taste of the fair that might have otherwise been unattainable for them this year.
People get excited when we have leftover hard-boiled eggs, the eggs on a stick, that the Poultry Association distributes in the Ag Building. But people last year got very excited about Barksdale cookies, and we do get the question, oh, how can you distribute cookies through the food bank? Well, that's not something we would purchase. We use our donor dollars to get the most nutritious food possible, but everyone deserves a treat now and again, and who doesn't love a Barksdale cookie? It is bringing the fair to people who might not have been at the fair. Last year, our food rescue was 6,000 pounds. The year before, it was 12,000 pounds. So it's always a little bit of a guessing game as to what will be left over. But we're so grateful to the Iowa State Fair for the partnership and to all the vendors.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.